Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on You Better You Bet from BetQL.
Hour number three on a wonderful Wednesday. Nick Costos, Ken Barkley here with you on BetQL. Still to come on the show, whatever you prefer, NFL Futures Edition. Ken and I will debate who we like to win NFL MVP. A lot of good candidates right now. I got an interesting take that I'm excited to share. I mean, I don't know what the questions are going to be, but I'm just going
to shoehorn. Doesn't, you don't need questions to have takes, apparently, on the show.
You know what I'm just going to do? I'm just going to shoehorn my opinion in, but just generally how it goes anyway.
Who do you like to win MVP? Let me tell you about Micah Parsons real quick.
Well, you want to know what? Let me tell you what I had for dinner last night. The pitch. Well, Micah Parsons, the favorite to win Defensive Rookie of the Year. The 1-1 is low.
Right.
I'm watching the Cowboys game this Sunday. Lockmas coming up later this hour. The games that the eye bleed games for Cannon College football this weekend. Power Hour next hour. Hockey bets. Golf bets. So much still to do. But right now, we begin hour number three to close out Wednesday's gaggle of guests. Wednesday quickly becoming my favorite day of the week. We close out the gaggle with America's College Football Insider. Also, one of the great You Better You Bet trolls of our lifetime. After he came on last week, busted my chops about my terrible New York Yankees, are apparently going to keep Aaron Boone now. It just keeps getting worse. But the great Brett McMurphy, again, America's College Football Insider of the Action Network, Big Bets on Campus podcast. Check out his picks at the Action Network app, the absolute best in the business. On Twitter, at Brett with two T's, _ McMurphy. Brett, my friend, welcome back to You Better You Bet. Nick and Ken, wonderful Wednesday. BetQL, how's it going?
Hey, it's good, man. I am a little bit surprised though. Lockie, real quick, have you gave out your golf picks for the CJA Cup yet?
I have not. That's coming up at the end of the show, Brett. If you want to tune in, I can like DM them to you ahead of time. If you're not going to make it, it's okay.
Okay. Well, I'm sure Nick Costas is on your card, so I know he's played so much golf. He's got to be a long shot, but you got to put him in that mix. So I want to get on board of that before the numbers drop too much.
About 50 billion to one, I would say. Yeah. 50 billion to one, I would say, Brett. Played up by my first 18 ever the other day. And like by 14 or 15, I was getting the ball off the ground. So, you know, maybe I'm ready to win a major tournament at this point. We'll see.
Will Nick get loft on his shots? That's really the question.
My right hand still hurts. Like I was apparently gripping the club like a death grip here, like the jaws of life here. Like it's insane.
Right. Brett, are you a golfer, Brett? I know you went to Oklahoma State, right? Who has like a really, really prestigious golf program. Do you golf?
Yes, I do. Not at the level of the cowboy golfers, but yes, I do. And that course that Oklahoma State built there is just incredible.
Well,
I have not played it yet, though, because I actually want to be halfway decent before you play something like that. But yeah, it's you know, yes, we are a golf school. If that's what you're getting at.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't know if you're a golf school. I mean, football team not having a terrible season. Maybe we'll start there. There's not an obvious like best game this week, and you know, game day is going to be at Georgia, and like might just stay there the rest of the season. The way the season's going right now, maybe we'll just do every Georgia game. They're like a 3-touchdown favorite over Kentucky. But let's talk about your Oklahoma State Cowboys having a great season so far. Small dog at Texas, really interesting game with Texas coming off obviously the, you know, blowing that huge lead to Oklahoma and the Red River rivalry. So Texas, a 5.5-point favorite, total 59.5. What do you make of Oklahoma State and Texas on Saturday?
I mean, just, you know, from the situational play, it would obviously favor Oklahoma State. I mean, obviously Texas coming off Oklahoma is one thing, and then coming off such a devastating loss, you know, like they did have such a big lead and then blow it. And yeah, that cannot be easy. And then you add in the fact that, you know, Oklahoma State has actually had more success against Texas than even Oklahoma. If you go back like the last, last 7 or 8 years, Oklahoma State's won 5 of the last 8 outright. And a lot of those, you know, weren't competitive. And I think a big reason, and a lot of people may not know this, besides Texas schools, non-Texas schools, Oklahoma State has the most players on the roster from the state of Texas than any non-Texas program. So I think that's obviously a big game for the Pokes. A lot of guys going home want to prove to Texas that maybe they felt like they were slighted in the recruiting process. I just think it's a good situational spot, you know, and if before, you know, you think, oh, I'm a homer. This is just, I'm spouting off cowboy nonsense. I've actually ranked Oklahoma State lower than probably most people on my AP ballot each week. And because if you look at their overall schedule right now, yeah, their record, they're 5-0. They very easily could be 2-3 or 3-2. I mean, the Boise State game, they're fortunate inadvertent whistle. They had one score games against Missouri State and Tulsa. Baylor, they scored late. Kansas State, they had a defensive touchdown. But a week off, I think, you know, I think this is a good spot for the Cowboys. And if Oklahoma State can get this one, then they get Iowa State, find out if they are a real contender to get to the Big 12 title game, where probably they'll face Oklahoma.
Brett, let's move over to the SEC, where Alabama coming off a pretty shocking loss last week to Texas A&M. Bama has the opportunity to get back on track this week up against Mike Leach in Starkville against Mississippi State. Bama at our show sponsor, Bet Rivers, about a 17-point favorite, total 57.5. Going back to the well with Alabama here, coming off the loss to A&M?
Yeah, I hate to do it, but I can't, you know, I've mentioned this to you guys before, that, you know, Saban, 62-64%, whatever it is a double-digit favorite against Power 5 opponents. And then you look at the last 5 times coming off a loss, Alabama's 5-0, ATS covering by more than double digits, whatever the spread was each time. And, you know, last year, Saban became the first coach to shut out Mike Leach. So, you know, you think, well, Mississippi State's going to have a lot of revenge. You know, I don't know if that's necessarily the case. You look at what Leach has done in his career with revenge, you know, not that great. Certainly when he was at Washington State, Washington basically, you know, beat him like a drum every year. I just think, you know, look, Alabama, Saban will have the attention of everybody after that loss. It's on the road. I don't think he takes his foot off the pedal. And again, I think that, yes, they lost to A&M. I think it was, I don't know what you guys think. I think it was a little bit misleading. Alabama outgained A&M by 130, 140 yards. I know that doesn't tell the whole picture, but then they had the, you know, turnover in the red zone, a couple other factors. So, you know, the other thing that really jumps out is, you know, Alabama was 18.5 against A&M. And Mississippi State was +7 against A&M. And now Alabama's only 17 against Mississippi State. Are we really, you know, knocking Alabama down that much in the power ratings? I would have to go with Alabama. I don't know, Lockie, if you think Alabama should be hit that much on the power ratings, but I know you can't just compare two spreads and say, you know, this is the way you go, but that kind of stood out to me.
No, I think it makes a ton of sense. Like intuitively, I think you're kind of taking the right approach. My number's a little bit more than 17 for Alabama. So I'm kind of with you there. Not like a crazy off number, I think at this point, but I think you're kind of right. And it's not like those games were that long ago either. Like, it's not like this was week one or something where we didn't really know what the difference between the teams were. You talked about that loss a little bit, Brett. I'm curious, before we get to some other games, obviously Georgia and Oklahoma playing this weekend too, with that Alabama loss, one thing we've talked about on the show already this week, the idea that it opens the door for maybe only one of Georgia and Alabama to make the playoff. Whereas entering games last week, you know, not that it was a sure thing, but it was very, very likely that both of them were going to make the playoff. It seemed like it was setting up that way, where the SEC championship was really not going to matter for who was going to make the playoff. It would matter for both teams, but wasn't going to matter for the playoff. What is your kind of best guess right now when we get to the end of the season? Do you think it's still both teams? Do you think it's just Georgia? Do you think it's just Alabama and maybe they knock off Georgia? Like, what's kind of your best guess? These are the two favorites to win the national title. Seems kind of possible we might only see one of them in the playoff.
Yeah, Lockie, I think it's pretty, well, it's as clear cut as it can be, you know, in the middle of October. But I feel very confident about that. This is what the selection committee will do. And you can give me whatever scenarios you want. I don't think it's going to matter. If Alabama runs a table, 12-1 SEC champs, they are in the college football playoff. If Georgia is 12-1 and loses the SEC title game to Alabama, they are in the college football playoff. So you can give me all the different scenarios you want. It doesn't matter. They're not going to leave out the SEC champ, and they're not going to leave out the team that will be ranked number one, Georgia, every week up into the SEC title game, and then they lose the SEC title game to what would be potentially already a top four or five ranked team. I think that's the most likely way they get both of them in. I do think if Georgia goes 13-0, Alabama loses two games, you know, it's going to be tough to put Alabama with two losses over a one-loss team or even over an undefeated Cincinnati, even though I'm sure your power ratings would have Bama double-digit favorite against Cincinnati. But I think in that scenario with Bama 12-1 SEC champs, Georgia 12-1, the only loss in the SEC title game to Alabama, then sorry, non-SEC fans, but we're going to have two SEC teams in the college football playoff. And if things break right, it could actually be two SEC teams and two Big Ten teams. So I'm sure there'd be a lot of people that would hate that.
Look, by the way, Lockie was nodding when you said the thing about Alabama being favored by double digits against Cincinnati and his power rankings in our off-air video chat. You bet BetQL. Wonderful Wednesday. Nick Costos, Ken Barkley talking college football this weekend with America's college football insider, our pal Brett McMurphy from the Action Network on Twitter at Brett_McMurphy. Well, Brett, let's keep the SEC bias theme going here. Let's talk a little Georgia, the number one ranked team in the country. As they're a 23-point favorite. Okay, we get that. Total is 44. Hilarious. They're facing an undefeated Kentucky team that's been absolutely awesome this year. They're favored by 23, and the total is 44. Brett, how do you see this playing out? Can Georgia cover this number? What's going on with the total? Georgia hosting Kentucky.
Yeah, I think they can. And I was dead wrong last week. I thought Auburn would be able to keep it close. I thought Kirby Smart's not going to want to go against that Auburn secondary, and JT Daniels may not be in there. And, you know, look, Stetson Bennett can run Georgia's offense, and their defense, you know, is so devastating. You know, breaking news, Auburn's offense scored a touchdown. You know, it was like, you know, where were you when, you know, Kennedy was shot? Everyone was freaking out. You know, I don't know if Kentucky can score in this game. And so basically you're saying, okay, can Georgia, what did you say the line is?
23.
Nick? 23, yeah. Can Georgia get, you know, 28? Absolutely. It's at home. I don't think it's a flat spot. You know, game day's there. Like you guys said earlier, they may be there every week. I just think Georgia's that dominant. And look, give Kentucky a lot of credit. Mark Stoops has done an unbelievable job there. But, you know, you dig a little bit deeper into how, you know, some of their wins, the Florida win, you know, Florida probably would win that game 8 times out of 10 based on the statistics, but there were some turnovers as a block kick. Kentucky's offense has not been doing a lot, but still give them credit. But, you know, you just, I would hate to have Kentucky because you're going to be sitting there hoping that they can score. and I don't know if they can. And I think Georgia can even play conservatively at this point and still get up to 28 points. The good news for Kentucky is the rest of the way they should be favored. So they would be looking at 11-1, probably most likely a Sugar Bowl bid, a New Year's Six bowl game. But yeah, I think this is take Georgia or don't play it at all. I would hate to have Kentucky and then sit there and, you know, hope that they can cross the 50 or kick a field goal or something to get a cover.
Yeah. I mean, that would be similar to Georgia's last 2 weeks, right? Arkansas and then Auburn, where it's like, just, I don't think anybody felt good holding those underdog tickets late in that
and
game.
And those two. Yeah. You're dead on, Lockie. And those two teams are light years better than Kentucky offensively. And look what they did.
Yeah, no question. Kentucky's played a lot of low-scoring games already this season. Brett, we only have a couple minutes left. I want to make sure we ask you about Oklahoma. I mean, obviously, if you have an opinion, they're about 2 touchdowns against TCU on Saturday. But interesting right out of the Red River game where Caleb Williams comes in relief of Spencer Rattler. The team immediately plays way, way, way better. They complete the comeback win. And then we have some reporting today that Caleb Williams was taking first-team reps at practice instead of Spencer Rattler ahead of this game against TCU. So maybe a quarterback change where literally the Heisman favorite could be replaced at quarterback at the halfway point of the season. Absolutely crazy. What do you make of the quarterback drama, and what do you expect to see as Oklahoma hosts TCU on Saturday?
Yeah, I was talking to Colin Wilson and Specky. You know, you guys know I work with at Action Network, and they were actually wondering if should Oklahoma get an upgrade power rating wise with Caleb Williams in a quarterback over Spencer Rattler. And I think it's a legitimate question. I've talked to people at Oklahoma this week.
It's and, yes, right? Like the know, answer what, to that question is yes, right, Brett?
Yes, yes. And if you right, and if you're just like if you and look, I'm an Oklahoma State grad. I could care less who they play at quarterback. But if you have no dog in the fight, and I could care less who plays quarterback at Oklahoma. But if you just simply look at what's happened this season on the field for Oklahoma, Caleb Williams is the better quarterback this year. The team responds better with him. They perform better. For whatever reason, look, Spencer Rattler may be an NFL Hall of Famer somewhere down the road. I'm not saying that. But even if he is, whatever's going on this year, Caleb Williams is the better player. Now, the reason why several people told me this is
we only got about 20 seconds left. Right? Why Lincoln Riley, we're running up against the break. About 20 seconds.
Is making a big push about Spencer Rattler. He means a lot to our team. Because after those two guys, they have no scholarship quarterbacks. All those other guys transferred out to SMU and everywhere else. That's why he's making a push. Because if Spencer Rattler leaves in season and Williams gets hurt, they're screwed. But I don't have an opinion on the game, but they need to play. They will start Caleb Williams. That's not a secret.
There you have
and
it.
I think they
Good
should play him.
Brett, unfortunately, we're out of time. America's College Football Insider. Love having Brett McMurphy on You Better You Bet. Coming up next, a game of whatever.
It's You Better You Bet from BetQL. Download the BetQL app today to get the latest analytics to help you beat the sportsbooks.